Thanks, everyone. Lovely to be here. Thank you. 7 minutes, I'm told I've got. I'm going to read 7 poems in 7 minutes. A bit ambitious. Short poems. And I'm a bit of a... I feel a bit sneaky because I haven't been published in US 1 worksheets. But I'm going to be in the next issue. And I'm going to read that poem, but I'm not going to tell you which one it is. So, there you go. I'm going to start off with... 3 short poems from my book, Mapping the World, which copies of which are for sale here. The first 2 are poems I wrote for my wife before she was my wife. Love Potion. I hold her face in the cup of my hands, filled to the brim with promise, and bring it to my lips. In the sleeping hours, sometimes he'd let her go, turning over to the other side of the bed into drowsiness, thinking how deeply she had let him come into the heart of her warmth, only to feel several times during the quiet of night the touch of her hand reaching out in her sleep in search of his body and resting upon it a while in silent affirmation of her love. This is for all those times when you feel, I think we all go through this, lost. Hadrian, Koh Phangan, Thailand. The sea is a placid blue bowl, rimmed by white beaches and coconut palms. I am a goldfish, eyes peering at the world uncomprehending. I rattle and throw the bones, rattle and throw the bones. When I lean over to decipher their meaning, they speak in a language I do not know. The space I occupy follows me everywhere like a faithful dog. The distances I have harvested prowl in my shadow. A stranger walks upon the sand wearing my sarong. I catch myself in the act of becoming someone else. I think when you get older, as I have, but most of us will relate to this. There are people who have sort of been absent from our lives, become absent from our lives, but they still creep into our thoughts from time to time. We hold them within us. This is for those people. Pin drop. The night treads gently, unbroken by scuffed footsteps, a snapping twig, branches shivering in wind. On the edge of sleep or dream, I think I hear past whispering in the tent of present again. The encampment is quiet. Future's troops lie sprawled, sleeping. The sentries are silent at their posts. Your name falls into my ears from the lips of past, pushing at the flap of my tent, letting you back in. I have missed your face half a lifetime. The soldiers stir. Tomorrow is coming, and still nothing is sealed, nothing inscribed. I think I've lost a poem in this. Oh well. So we've... Let us. Let us go to a beach at night, say, on the coast of Goa, where the moon is either a splinter of memory or anticipation, and the only spillage of light is the minimalism of stars. Let us speak in the darkness, away from the marauding packs of dogs in their frantic chasings, with the sound of waves, background music to our murmurings. Let us unburden ourselves in the way of intimates, of the weight of accumulated baggage, of diversions and distractions, of every unnamed fear gnawing in our hearts. Let us shed all the skins we have taken to wearing, all our petty concerns, the writhing worm of mortality in our guts, our moral failings, our human shortcomings. Let us make a bonfire of everything discarded, and show one another the essence of what remains, vital, alive, brimming, lightness and glow of the fire flickering on our lovely faces. I have two daughters, 3 and 7, and they have infiltrated my poetry, not surprisingly. Notes to self. Take the disappearance of snow and make it forgetfulness. Take the chatter of your girls in the back of the car, spinning, twirling, and make it a ballet. Take dinner on the front porch in sunlight and make it a greeting. Take the words actually and practicing from your 3-year-old's mouth and make them a carousel. Take her kisses on your freshly shaved cheek and make them a prayer. Take your 7-year-old's violin practice, placement of fingers, thumbs, elbow, become music and make it a wonder. Take the 2 tickets to the school production of Willy Wonka Jr. on the fridge door, your older daughter's scuffed school pants thrown in a heap on the floor, all the princesses, missions, treasures squirreled in caches around the house in fervent imaginations, and make them a home. Wrap it all in speckled sheets of memory. Look at it from time to time. Make it a life. Last one. The woman of size. The woman of size came like the wind and left like the wind. And like the wind, she was fitful. She was strong. She was gentle. And like the wind, you leaned into her, the fullness of her body. And like the wind, her touch raised your skin, gathered you in, played with your hair. And like the wind, she was light on your lips, sometimes brought rain, sometimes thunder. And like the wind, your words disappeared in her. She answered no questions. And like the wind, she was always elsewhere, even as she was with you. Thank you.